Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. My name is Joe.
I'm Dan.
And I'm TJ.
Welcome to the show.
All Range Mode.
So today we're on location, where are we? Rose City, Michigan.
Yep.
At Tim's Cottage, which has been a pleasure.
Currently in a 10 by 10 plywood square box that is cooking in the sun.
Yeah.
It's a little warm.
We're going to make this as quick as possible.
But we did find time to play some Watch Dogs while out on this cottage. Thanks to James at Watch Dog International, is it?
Yeah. Thanks, James.
So, I think that's all we're going to talk about in this episode.
Yep.
We do want to get back out on the water. So, let's just get right into it. What did you guys think of Watch Dogs?
TJ, I'll let you go first. You've had most most experience with the game so far, so.
Yeah, I suppose so. So far, I like it. I mean, to be honest, Dan, you kind of came at me with a negative opinion right from the get-go.
Yeah,
almost lowered my expectations.
I only got that first hour in before I talked to you guys, and...
Well, we should talk about your bloated expectations.
Yeah, I had incredibly bloated expectations. I wanted so much from this game. Just from simply defending it from you guys for so many months, mm-hmm. that, you know, I kind of had to have high expectations.
Yeah, you're the champion. You're championing this game.
I was hoping it was going to be like a 9.5 out of 10 game on IGN. Personally, I don't think it's going to get that high. I can't see it getting that high.
I can see it getting over a 9, because I think about, like, Assassin's Creed getting over a 9.
I think it's going to get...
parallels. No way. There's no way.
Well,
it'll probably get a 9.
Time will tell. We'll know on Tuesday.
I think I said 8.7 last week or something like that.
Yeah.
Something.
Right. After playing it and seeing it for, you know, quite a few hours, I'm comfortable with that.
Their reviews don't matter. The important review is our right now.
The exclusive first review.
Me going into this game... I don't know. I wasn't into it. I don't like that style game. I'm not a very big fan of the GTA formula. That sort of open world. I find that they're all the same, and I'm just not really into them. I mean, I had a good time playing it. But what I thought, my expectations going into this one, the original demo seemed like it was a lot smaller story. Like, I remember the mission they showed off at E3 like 2 years ago. It was very atmospheric and dark, and there was like paper flying across all that stuff, and it just it didn't
denser.
Yeah, and either they didn't achieve that, or they switched direction at some point.
I can honestly say I'm actually pretty surprised with how dense Chicago is in this game. There's a lot of stuff, and a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of NPCs on screen, a lot of cars, just shit on the side of the roads. Period. Like, there's a lot of stuff in this game. Packed pretty tight.
Yeah, and I was actually my point that I'm trying to make was that I was surprised at what style of game it was. I thought it was going to be a lot different.
To be honest, for all the hype that it was getting, I was expecting it to be something a little more new in a concept. Where, like, I think about again Second Son, you know, that was kind of pretty novel in the land of video games. Not that there's much left that hasn't been done, but the idea of, like, I don't know, those powers and the way you could trek over buildings and stuff, mm-hmm. and each power had a unique way to do it. And it was just pure fun. This, you're right, like, GTA definitely comes to mind, you know? You pull up the map, you've got little dots. Each mission is a different type of mission, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got your fixer missions, or you got your, like, I don't know, whatever they all are. We haven't even looked at them.
Yeah, those are your driving missions, your...
There's mini games shooting in there.
Yeah, the mini games are pretty sweet, too. But we'll get into those.
Yeah. So, it's, that's the one downside, I think, about it, is, I feel like it's not doing anything super new. There's a lot of cool things in there that are... maybe new to that genre of game, but it's still a genre we're very, very familiar with. The new things being, like, you know, obviously you can control traffic lights, bring up the blockers in the middle of the streets. I think that's really cool, like if you're in a car chase and you just pull up the blockers.
Did you have, like, any expectations going into it? Like, before you played the game, what did you...
I didn't know it was so much of a, again, GTA-styled game. You know, I thought it was going to be some
really
more new
concepts.
It
really reeks of Grand Theft Auto.
It does, yeah. Like, you're going to steal cars and shoot people. And
what do you guys want to talk about first, presentation or gameplay?
We can go with presentation.
Okay. I'll start, I guess. You can see, I mentioned this a lot with these launch when, I mean, we're not in the launch window anymore, but this first run of games for the next-gen consoles, you can really see, like, the old bones. Like, you can see old architecture, old, you know, it looks like an upscaled 360 game. Like, very well. It looks really good, but the way the characters move, the way the buildings look, like, it just feels like you're playing. I mean, for you, did it feel a lot like GTA 5? Like, GTA 5 looked really good. It doesn't look much better, other than the character himself looks really good.
Yes, the characters look really good. Even, like, all the NPCs, the faces are very impressive. You know, like, usually NPCs...
It looks a lot better than GTA 5 does.
Really?
It
does, noticeably, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the thing. It's like, when we got Blu-rays after DVDs, it's hard to notice much of a difference until you go back. If you were to go back and look at any of these games now... Like, I played GTA just because there was nothing to play about a month ago. And I was like, oh my God. Like, after playing Next Gen for 6 months, going back to GTA 5 was horrendous. So with this game, I'm actually kind of impressed with the graphics. At first, it's hard. You know what I mean? There's points where it's so incredibly beautiful. Like, the lighting, the just looking over the water...
Daytime looks really good.
Yeah, daytime looks great. Nighttime just kind of looks like a nighttime video game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The car textures are okay. Like, you'll get into a car and it'll be aged.
The cars, a truck, it just looked old.
They kind of do. The vehicles.
There is certain things. Shit. There's a lot going on in this game. Some of it looks like it's 360, and some of it looks like it's PS4. Like. Yeah. They did. You can tell where they put a lot of attention in the character. Like, what's the main character's name?
Aiden.
Aiden. His design was very well polished.
Like, he looks really sleek.
Yeah.
Some of the cars are pretty unimpressive. But did you ever get into a car where it's like an aged one and there's paint chips missing and shit?
Oh, no.
The texture of that is fucking horrible. Like, it's terrible. Oh, really? They're just jaggy, ugly looking, like, paint missing pieces. It's awful.
I mentioned earlier that first E3 demo.
Yeah.
And I do want to clarify, like, I think... that original presentation that they were going for was either abandoned or not achieved. Like, they found out, you know, we have to scale down or something.
It doesn't look like what they were showing out.
No, it looked so good on that presentation.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I just remember, like
the paper blowing through the streets.
Yeah, and he walks into a bar in that demo, and there's, like, little cell phones going off, like, every single person, and you have to navigate through the bar to get to the right person. You're hacking phones. Like, I know that stuff's in the game.
You do that in the first mission of this game, and that looks really good, actually.
Really?
Yeah, when you're in the baseball stadium, and there's a blackout. When you bust through, you come into the back door of a bar, and everybody's, like, on their cell phones, like, texting people. And if you look at them and hack them and, like, see what they're doing, everyone's just having, like, normal conversations that actually kind of seemed surprising to me. It was like, I'm watching TV right now. What the hell's going on there? And the guy's like, I don't know. We're blacked out. And he's like, well, somebody's getting fired. Lol. Like, LOL. Yeah, like, it just seemed like an actual...
Oh, yeah.
Like, text conversation.
Yep, I read a few of those conversations as well.
Anything else to say about the presentation?
Well, I want to note this. If you saw it 2 years ago, think of how, like, lower your expectations were with regards to graphics. And, like, I feel like you could be seeing the exact same thing.
But doesn't look as good.
I didn't see the video. But you're just, like, you've already seen other things that have gone past that, perhaps. Or come close. Two years ago... was a long time.
It's possible I'm remembering it wrong, but
no, I agree with you. Like, a couple years ago when they first showed it off, that first video where Aiden was walking through the city, there was, like, papers blowing down the street in the wind, and it didn't look like what they do now.
I thought it was going to be a much smaller game. When you turn it on, you just get Chicago and, again, very GTA. And I thought, like, even the camera was different in that demo. It was tighter. It looked more like Resident Evil over the shoulder than GTA, where you're just in the center of the screen.
But that could, just because you're inside a bar. Yeah.
They do small tweaking and stuff. So,
but we can jump into gameplay. You were mentioning the hacking and you know, people's cell phones, and it's an actual conversation going on. Like, if you shoot somebody, it'll tell you, like, there'll be people calling the cops.
Yeah, and you can stop them.
You have a certain amount of time before they tell you the location.
Yeah. And they're like, where are you? We're on, and you have to decide, like, am I going to kill this person who's on the phone?
Well, you can, eventually, I think, in the skill tree, you can probably hack them.
Yeah.
And stop it.
Interfere the call, yeah.
But, I mean, the hacking is obviously the main thing in this game, and I feel like it's very, very well polished.
Yep.
Like, that's the one thing that works really well.
There's a lot of cool stuff everything. That you can hack.
And it's all seamless. Like, switching from camera to camera. And even the little mini game thing is kind of cool. Like, they really nailed that mechanic. And I guess, like, I don't know if it warrants an entire game. Like, I don't know if the hacking is deep enough to warrant an entire game.
Oh, I think it...
Or I feel like if this was a Rockstar game, there'd be that mechanic plus so many other things. Well, like, there'd be different missions where you can hack.
And, no, there's a lot of things packed in that we haven't seen yet. We should note that we haven't gone online because we're at the cottage, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
So, like, there's online missions. You can go into other people's games. Obviously, we've seen this in the recent gameplay trailer. If you go into, like, your phone, it's got all these different, like, things you can do within your phone. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if there are mini-games in your phone.
There's so much stuff you can do in this game.
Yeah, there is. It's definitely a lot bigger than we even realize, having only played it for, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours.
So. Yeah. I liked playing through the story missions. The off missions are a little jarring. Chase this car.
My least favorite one is where it's like your target's getting away in a vehicle, go after him. And it's like you don't really have any means to take him out aside from your stoplights and the bars coming up.
We had like 7 skill points waiting that we didn't unlock.
You literally can't even... I'd wanted to pull my gun and like shoot his tires out or something, or even a pit maneuver and have him crash, but you give him a pit maneuver, crash him really, really hard into another car or a building, and he just turns around and drives off.
Yeah.
His car's not even smoking or anything. It's like, fuck off.
Yeah, you gotta hit him with your car like 6 times.
Yeah, at the point that we were playing the game at, the hacking was irrelevant in those missions.
Yeah, we had streetlights, and that was useless. Yeah.
Well, the skill trees are pretty cool. Like, as you do missions and progress, you earn points, and then you can hack more things, which is cool. Yeah.
It's like any other skill tree.
Yeah.
But it's nicely done.
I'm happy that it's in the game.
I really liked when you're evading the cops that they can also tap into the, what is it called, the CTOS?
Yeah.
And, you know, you can see, like, where they're scanning, and then later in the game you can get, like, a blocker, so you can block their scan of the area that you're in.
Yeah.
And if they complete their scan while you're still in that area, like that little circle on your GPS. Then
it goes to the next level of chase, because there's like a tiered chase.
It added an element to evading cops that's we've seen that in a lot of video games, and you just drive until like their little distance orb, like you have to get away from that. But it added cool elements into getting away from the cops, which was fun. I think the driving worked really well. It's not as realistic, but it was easy to control and it was fun.
It is kind of arcadey controls.
Yeah.
And I find that the faster the cars are, like the sports ones, are kind of annoying to drive for me at first, because they're not... I don't know why it's not what I expected them to be.
There's not a lot of open roads.
No, actually.
So, like, you hit...
You're flying always... for, like, 2 blocks, and you have to slam on your brakes to turn, and... Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of hard sometimes.
You gotta use that mini-map.
Yeah.
Definitely.
There's a... The hacking, it never made the game less fun. You know, like, we were worrying about, okay, later in the game, I can see this getting annoying after, you know, 10 hours or something like that. But, like, with our playthrough, it was enjoyable. Even the stupid hacking minigame, where you have to connect the...
I find that's going to be annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I like puzzles, so I think if it actually levels up and you kind of learn... As long as they keep it fresh and they kind of maybe they introduce new mechanics to the whole concept of that hack.
Well, we can explain what we're talking about, because I don't think too much of it's been shown.
Yeah, I guess not. It's a little mini puzzle game for hacking.
Go ahead. Yeah, essentially it's just a map, like a grid, where you can rotate your
little
shapes.
Little connections.
Yeah, and then you have to unlock certain parts of a grid to get to like the one goal. And then when you unlock that one... It'll either bring you to another one, which...
Yeah, it essentially is like a web. And you have to make sure the web connects from point A to point
B. It's fun, but I think it might get annoying as time goes on if they get harder and harder and harder.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I later in the game, you can probably unlock a skill to just override those.
I would think so, yeah. Or maybe do that 3 times.
How do you guys feel about the... it's like line of sight hacking. Like you'll walk into, for example, one mission's a parking garage. You go in, you can hack the first camera, and then you look across the room, you hack another camera, and then you look into across the other room, and you can go into a different area.
Yeah, jumping from camera to camera.
Yeah, from camera to camera, and it makes literally no sense whatsoever.
No.
Why would there be line of sight for hacking?
No, it's proximity, but you can't activate a camera you can't see. Like, how would you do that
in a
video game?
Well, I don't know. I just don't find it all that fun to go from one room to the next room to the next room to the next room just to go to a hub to do a stupid little mini game to open a fucking door. Like,
I don't know. You enjoyed activating the bombs in those guys' pockets.
Well, that's different. Like, they'll have grenades in their pockets, and you can trigger their grenades off, and they're like, oh my god, what the hell? And sometimes they'll try and throw it at you if they know where you're at, or they just will fumble with it and explode.
See, I'd like to know that I can get through the game only hacking and not shooting.
You'll have to shoot.
The shooting was pretty bad.
I feel like
I think the shooting's fine for what it is.
I don't know. Like the little reticle, like it's just really floaty, and the guns don't feel like. I mean, it's not a first person shooter, but the shooting just feels really.
If you notice in the combat skill tree,
video gamey.
In the combat skill tree, your recoil and everything can be upgraded.
Yeah.
It's really jumpy at first. Like you pull like the trigger to your AK, for example, and it just pulls right up. Like,
yeah.
I don't think there's any mission we've been presented with where you can't just hack your way through it or like sneak around.
The thing is, great.
It's probably going to be tedious by the end. You know, like you're going to want to just shoot people.
Yeah, you can play it how you want.
Yeah.
You can stealth it. You can kind of go through with hacking blazing. Or guns blazing. I find guns blazing pretty fun.
Yeah. I try.
For the most part, I'll go in with the camera, do what I can, blow people up with what I can, and then go in and clean up shop with a gun.
Yeah, exactly. What do you guys think of the character so far?
Lame. He's really lame.
He's lame. I don't like Aiden.
Well, Aiden I don't care for. I know he's the main character, but I mean like...
Even the rest of them, they're all...
I like Jordy so far, the Asian guy.
Jordy's got his dialogue's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I think that he's really funny, he's witty.
His attitude is just entertaining.
But it's just... It's kind of cookie cutter, a lot of this stuff. It seems like...
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, they're definitely very, like, hard stereotype roles, but I still like what they've done with the characters. Like, they're not... I don't know.
Nothing is really over-impressing me, except the hacking, but like I said earlier, I don't know if it's deep enough to warrant, like, a 30 hours of grinding. I find that the grinding in this game would be really cumbersome. Like, going through those side missions where you have to just chase cars and then get away from the cops... I just don't know if it would be... Like, the way I was playing it, we would just go story mission to story mission, and that was fine.
Yeah.
We're leveling up and being more creative in how we're getting through buildings, learning when to hack something as opposed to just, you know, hacking everything that you can, how to use the lights properly. That was all really, really cool. But, yeah, like, getting into those side missions and trying to grind through it just to level up, I find would,
I think
would
take me right out of the game. I think that's a product of the genre that you don't care for versus the actual game itself. Assassin's Creed and GTA, exact same way.
Yeah?
Yeah. And those are the two games I'm going to use to compare it to. But, like, you know, you go to the storyline mission, it's fine. But then as soon as you go to complete all the things on an island in Assassin's Creed 4, it's just grinding the same things over and over again.
Yeah.
At this point, I honestly only have a few minor gripes with the game.
Yeah.
What are the side missions called when they come up?
Mini games.
The actual missions will come up on the side. It'll be like a person's face. And then you have
there's different types, I think. One's called fixer missions.
Yeah, the fixer missions. When you do those, you'll start the mission, and generally they're just take this car to this location and just drive across the city without, you know, while evading cops and trying not to smash the vehicle. But it plays this annoying song.
Oh.
You guys heard it.
Oh, yeah. We turned the music off, actually.
Yeah. There's something like 30 or 40 fixer missions in the game, because when you complete them, it says, like, you know, it shows your progression, how many you got. Yeah. And every single time you do it, it's the same annoying song. You can't change the station on the radio. You can't do anything. It's just this annoying techno bullshit song.
Yeah, the worst is like you can hack this whole city and you're tapped into the grid. But if the guy you're chasing, if your target is 300 meters away, it'll make you restart the mission when I can still see him on my GPS.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Well, that's just video games.
Yeah, but I think because the game is fun, you might be overlooking some of its flaws. You're saying you don't have anything wrong with it. Like, there's a lot wrong with, for instance, it's petty, but the way people fly around when you hit them with your car.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but it's just gamey, right?
Go hit somebody with your car and see how they fly.
No, I'm not. Again, I know it's petty, but I think because the game is fun, you're overlooking a lot of the problems that it has, and that's fine.
Okay, but what problem?
I don't think that's a problem. Like, I don't think there's any problem when you hit a character model. They fucking go flying.
No, there was a lot of times where
it's not like they shoot to the sky.
I gotta restart this. You know, like it wasn't a perfect game, guys. And I'm saying this is okay. It's okay that it's imperfect because it's fun.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a fine line between what your opinion of what's. I gotta restart. Like
you're putting
like
in
Dark
skill.
Souls, right? It's designed to be that way, right? This is just where they want to land on how difficult their game is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And how far back you have to get reset.
I don't know, just some of those annoying drive the car across the city missions or, you know, that's a minor gripe. I think Aiden's very, very uninteresting as the main protagonist.
I hate his voice.
His voice, Batman voice the whole time. Tell me where she is.
Yeah.
Why? I don't like them.
Another thing, the game being fun, is when they try and throw a story at you. It's like, get it over with. Like, get me back in that car. Like, where I can drive around and...
I think that's just a problem with you. Like, I'm going to care about the story as it goes on. You're just trying to play the game and get through it quickly. Like, I'm going
to get to the... I just want to get back to the fun.
Yeah, I'm going
to
get in... Well, that is fun for me, trying to unravel the story.
Also, when you play single player by yourself from the TV, it's a different story too, right?
When you're like, passing the controller
around. We're talking about the game when the cutscenes are going. You know what I'm talking about?
I suppose, yeah.
So, I like, actually, the storyline, how they're... you're jumping back into what happened in his past while you're progressing your storyline that's happening in the now.
Yeah.
You know, like, how did his niece die, and what's his connection with this guy he met, Damien or whatever it was.
Yeah. So. One other minor gripe, and it's probably just me, but I'm really sick and tired of Ubisoft and their shapes and lines.
Oh, man. That gives it the Assassin's Creed feel, eh?
Yeah, it's very, like, I'm just waiting for, like, an Animus, like... I don't know. There's going to be something to tie in with Assassin's Creed. Fully, right?
Okay, another example of something that's wrong with the game. There's no jump.
So oh,
like,
yes.
Like,
yeah, actually, but there's
no jump,
when
no punch.
When you're not in a car, moving around is actually pretty cumbersome. Like, with the controls they give you, I find they are a little bit wonky. Obviously, you'd learn them if you're playing it more.
Yeah, they're not what you expect them to be.
Like, X is go to cover.
Yeah.
Circle is always...
Like, circle's like your...
Jump over the thing.
Oh, you vault. Hold circle to do, like, parkour, which is
basically if you're free running and holding circle, then he's just going to vault cars, vault walls, jump up.
But there's no climbing.
Yeah, you've got to hold run with your right trigger. Like
which is also your shoot button.
That's an Assassin's Creed mechanic, right?
Kind of. It's just weird Ubisoft controls. When you expect a game that kind of looks like GTA and plays like GTA, you would sort of expect to control a GTA, and it doesn't.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. There's no... And, I think GTA has done a lot with their shooting mechanic, especially with Red Dead. Or not, Red Dead changed Rockstar. It. Rockstar is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but Red Dead was the first game where like the shooting was really great, and then they implemented that into GTA 5.
And yeah, and in comparison,
I like the shooting in GTA
Watch Dogs,
better.
Yeah, Watch Dogs seems old. It seems like their shooting is very like old bones again. Like they're using an older engine, and they haven't capitalized on some of the great things that Rockstar has done with their like games.
Yeah, and like not being able to punch or like there's no attack, like no melee attack button. So when you're running around, if you want to just be a dickhead and screw around with the city, they kind of they don't allow you to do that. It sort of makes sense with GTA, you are a criminal. It's Grand Theft Auto, you're stealing cars.
Yeah, but still there's like a karma system in this where you become like an anarchist a little bit.
Which is really annoying.
I don't know why every game has to have this karma system now when it's irrelevant.
Well, hang on.
Like, it's so hard to actually follow
that. If there's multiple endings based on that, then that's fine.
There's no way. It's just probably, they want to keep track.
No, it affects
because people like that as an investment.
I think it's going to alter the story eventually because you get like the police updates and shit on the news about you being either a vigilante that's good or a vigilante that's bad. Like, I don't know. I think that's fine.
I'm tired of it.
I don't want to be deterred from doing bad things because I think it's going to matter. And then if it doesn't matter in the end, I didn't kill people because I wanted the good ending or to be a good guy.
I just find it's like a really, really slow progression on the bar to get good. Mm-hmm. And then
you can smash into a couple cars.
It's very, very easy to just, when you're doing one of those stupid chases or a cop spins you out, you kill a civilian and it takes a fucking chunk out of your bar. Every time you kill one person, it takes a chunk out of your bar.
Yeah, maybe it's too much.
No, you can go fine.
Yeah, so one of the things I wanted to mention was just talk about Chicago, really, and how it's so awesome to have it in a real place. And it's, in my opinion, so far quite accurate. I mean, I don't know Chicago thoroughly, but...
Yeah, it can't be all of Chicago, but all of your landmarks are there. And they're, like, driving up to Navy Pier from the water, I was like, holy shit, I've been there, and it looks like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's recognizable.
Chad and I were saying, like, do you think every street is there? I'm wondering, like, maybe it is. Honestly, it feels big enough.
I feel like it'd be easier to do that, to get every street.
Yeah.
Than to make this smaller version of it and make it work.
Well, it doesn't work that way for just the one reason of residential areas. Like
You drive the residential areas.
Yeah, but there aren't as many as there would be in real life. Like, if you look at a city grid.
It's only like the downtown area and then a little bit to the outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can actually walk through the main area of Chicago in a day.
Yeah,
and that's
it. I did notice there was the one story mission I had to go... I was on the far east of the map, and I had to go all the way to the west side of the map. And I was like, oh, I wonder how long this is going to be. And I was there in, 3 minutes. Like, I don't think it's that big, but because it's so dense, it works.
The world's big enough. Like, there's going to be no complaints there, I don't think.
Yeah, and they pick Chicago probably for a very specific reason. Like, there's a lot of cool shit going on in Chicago with the river that goes in between. They got Navy Pier. They got...
The Bean's there. I don't know
if they go as far as the museum or whatever. Yeah, the Bean. Like, a lot of cool art stuff and recognizable buildings like Willis Tower and...
Sears Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like all that stuff, but there is something to be said for... again, and it's easy to compare this to Grand Theft Auto, but where they'll create their own places.
Liberty City.
Yeah, like, and now you can put mountains in it. Now you can, like, you can make I don't think that using Chicago is going to, I don't know how to say. Give
them the flexibility they need to design the coolest things possible.
Yeah, I mean, you're hacking things. Why would you be out in the mountains? So it's like, I like that it's this metropolis, Chicago city. It's going to work for Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know if they maybe have put themselves in a position where you can't take advantage of some of those things like GTA would. Am I making myself clear there? I think Chicago's going to work for this game, but there is something to be said to how GTA does it because you can be more fun.
Yeah.
You can have mountains and big cities.
Right, you can just jump outside the town and it's just there.
Yeah. For me,
I agree.
Longer drives.
I play a lot of these style games. I like open world games with, you know, driving and whatnot. And this game doesn't necessarily have the polish or the good feel that GTA does. It's more along the lines of like a Sleeping Dogs or like True Crime or Mafia. Yeah.
Well,
it's just like I don't know. It's very gamey. If those games were a rated A, like a... They got an A+. This is a B for me.
Yeah. Nothing elevates this game other than the hacking. Even there was the one mission where you had to escape from that parking garage. Of course, there's parking garages in this game. There's parking garages in every one of these games.
Yeah.
But
and of course, on the roof is a ramp.
Oh, yeah. And there's a ramp on the roof. And it's like, that. Okay, yeah, this is fun. You happen to fall off that ramp very slowly and the car just hit the ground. No damage at all. And then you just got out of the upside down car and everything was fine. Like that, those could be considered problems. But again, because the game is fun, then it gets a pass and that's okay.
Yeah. Like there's a balance between realism and fun, right?
Yeah.
And I definitely think they landed on fun for things like that. I don't want to crash the car from falling off a building.
But I'm not going to say that it's a well-polished, like, as far as presentation and, like, next-gen, what you expect to see when a car falls off a building, they're not delivering on that. And that at least needs to be noted.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. It's not... It feels like a last-gen game, a good last-gen game, with better graphics. It doesn't really bring anything...
In some new mechanics with the hacking.
Yeah, but even though it's just hold X on this camera, hold X on this camera. Hold X on this camera.
Yeah, but it's hold about... No. When you're driving, there's certain ways to take advantage of certain obstacles. You can pull up blockers. You can do the bridge.
We only saw the blockers once.
Okay. But I unlocked the blockers after, like, when you guys were asleep that one night.
I used them.
Used it the next day.
It's pretty cool if, like, you're in a chase and you actually have cop cars chasing you and you bring up a blocker or you make green lights for everyone and they crash. It goes slow motion and, like, turns the camera around and shows the crash and it actually looks pretty fucking cool.
At some point, you can control the train.
The L train?
Yeah. I don't know how that works, you know? I want to see a cop car just eat it going over a bridge or something, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like once you unlock more of the skill tree, it's going to become more rewarding to use those things and to start timing them correctly.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't get old where you've, you know, mastered it a third of the way through the game, then you've got all this left to play and it just gets boring.
You want to talk about minigames?
Yeah. It seems like there's a lot of minigames, right? Like,
oh, I noticed, like... A side quest, like go play poker with these three guys.
Yeah,
no,
chess.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, I like it.
There's cool stuff that you can like, pull up on your phone, though, and it's like there's AR games where there's just like sort of like Space Invaders kind of thing. There's little things flying around, you're shooting them with laser guns just in Chicago.
I played that one.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, it dragged.
Did it drag?
I was playing for like 30, 40 minutes.
Everything seems to drag.
Waiting for it to end. Like, get hard.
They want you to push yourself and keep going and keep going for high scores.
Leaderboards is fine, but
they're incredibly long.
I don't want each session to last an hour.
Did either of you play like the Mario missions?
Coins?
You have to run around and get coins?
They were all locked at the point we were trying to play them. I don't know why they were locked so long.
At least, again, they're trying to make it fun. Yeah. I think we're going to hear a lot about that in other people's reviews. Like, I love just running around and playing the Mario missions. Like, they're just, that's the draw for the game. It's just, it's not as serious as we might have expected.
It gives it more longevity. You know what I mean? You can play through the game and you're done. You can go back and, like, really invest in that world just doing the little mini games and
doing stuff online. They could have benefited by doing a little more of the Saints Row 3 model, where, okay, yes, it is going to be quirky and fun, and strange things are going to happen, and we can address that, but the whole look and feel of the game is very serious, and it's kind of coming out of left field that there's Mario missions.
Not even running that, around there's looking at, and Space Invaders. The spider stuff. Tank thing, you start at the top of a building with a spider tank, and it's like, you have challenges as you go, and they, like, blow up 4 cop cars, and then the next challenge comes on, like, kill 35 cops. And it just keeps going. You can play probably for like an hour, but it's pretty fun to jump off of a building with a tank, smash a bunch of cars, climb up another one, go to the top, shoot missiles down. Like,
it's wild.
It feels completely...
It's totally out of place.
Out of place.
Yeah, like, but they threw everything in.
But
they
it's welcome.
In the kitchen sink.
No, yeah, it's welcome.
It's welcome because sometimes you're, like you said, if this game, the story, you're not feeling it at the time or you're just not really in the mood, you can go fuck around and do something else. And, you know, that's there. I'd rather be there than not.
I did like trying to get my alert up as high as I could. When I just pulled out the gun and started killing people, started assassinating people pretty much, and just running up the
Did you get to play the other one where you turn Chicago into like hell and you drive like this car around and everybody's like flaming zombies?
No,
what?
No, that's another one. That one's not. I didn't even get to see that yet.
This game's wild. Are we ready to go with our ratings?
I feel pretty confident. Yeah.
What do you?
I'm stuck between a 4 and a 4.5. Like, I don't want to give it a 4.5 yet because I haven't played enough of it, and I don't want it to flop. But it's definitely warranted for at least a 4. So I'm gonna give it for now a 4 out of 5.
Commit.
I'm gonna give it a 4.5, and I'll back off if I have to.
Okay, I'll give it a 4.
You got a free pass next week to pull it back.
Yeah, but as for now, I'm giving it a 4. I probably won't adjust that. 4 is a good score.
And it's a 3 for me.
All right.
Alrighty. There you have it.
Anything else, guys?
No, look forward to hearing your feedback, though.
Tuesday. Whoop, whoop.
For next week. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to our Watch Dogs review. This is episode 67. You can find us allrangemode.ca on Facebook, facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast. On iTunes, the best way to listen. Search All Range Mode and you'll find us. We'd love to hear what you thought.
So, tell us how bad a review sucked.
Yeah, feedback's encouraged. So, I guess my name is Joe.
I'm Dan.
I'm TJ.
And that's All Range Mode out.
Talk a little freak.